Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio with my guest, Brother Harold Copeland. And I am just excited that we are going to continue this wonderful teaching series, The Benefits of Being in Christ. And it has been a blessing of a journey to walk through the pages of the Word of God and see how He wants to bless you and bless me. Praise be to God. And that deserves a hallelujah praise or a hand clap of praise, because God's heart wants to bless us. And if we will focus our attention on Him and give Him our heart, He will bless us abundantly. And I tell you, as long as you focus and saturate and keep your mind stayed on Him, God is in the blessing business. Amen. Amen. So thank you for being with us on this on today, another wonderful and blessed day that God has created for you to be in the midst of the Word of God with Mission from the Heart. So I have in studio Minister Harold Copeland, hallelujah, as he continues to bless us with more good, rich word in this beautiful series, The Benefits of Being in Christ. So, Minister Harold Copeland, if you could just introduce yourself, as we all know you as Brother Harold Copeland, but go ahead and talk to the listeners today as we continue to move along in this teaching series, The Benefits of Being in Christ Jesus. So, Brother Harold, if you can go ahead and tell everybody hello, and we'll continue to move forward in our teaching series, The Benefits of Being in Christ.
Amen. Hello. Hello, everyone. Again, I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with Sister Carnita Smith, we will be your teachers in the studio. I always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio broadcast, and to let you know that it is a honor to be able to fellowship with you concerning the things of our Lord and our God. As was said, we are continuing the series on the benefits of being in Christ. What a great position to be in. Supernatural position that connects our heart and our mind back to our Lord and our God. Hallelujah. That rises us up to in position to receive the things that God has already blessed us with. Man, we know in Ephesians chapter 1, Paul said, the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, spiritual benefits in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, there are many benefits that we have in Christ. And it starts, the benefits starts and are revealed in the book of Genesis, and it goes all the way through the book of Revelation. And even during this series, we will not be able to cover them all. But through the Word of God, we are going to reveal as many benefits as the Holy Spirit makes it possible for us to see through the Word of God. And we know the Word of God is the only way we can know of these benefits that God has already given us. Amen. The benefits that we have since we are in that exalted position. That exalted position in Christ Jesus. Amen. And I thank God for exalting us after salvation and placing us in that ultimate position. Because I know that before then I was in self, and that was a horrible position. That was a position of failures, mistakes, hurts, pain, guilt, shame. Amen. Separation from the Master. But thank be to God, his plan of salvation was revealed to my heart and my mind and my soul. And I was able to open up and receive my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, he placed me, along with you too, in that exalted position in Christ Jesus. And the Word of God is the only thing that can tell us what we have now since we are in that position. We can't go by our circumstances. And no longer circumstances, it's situation, Christians. We stand on the Word. We can't go by what our mind is thinking, because through the Word of God, we are in the process of renewing our minds and getting our minds to line up with that miracle that God has already done in our spirit, man. We can't go by our thoughts. The Word of God clearly tells us that our thoughts are not God's thoughts, and our ways are not God's ways, for God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts, and his ways are much higher than our ways. And we understand from the teaching, spirit, soul, and body, there are three realms. We have the spirit realm. We have the soulless realm, mind, will, and emotion, imagination, intellect. And then we have the physical realm. And to receive or reveal the benefits or get to know the benefits that we have since we are in Christ, we can only operate out of that one realm called the spirit realm. The soulless realm cannot reveal the benefits to us, and the physical realm cannot reveal the benefits that God has given us. Only the Word of God. Somebody say, only the Word of God can reveal these spiritual benefits to us. In John chapter number 6, verse 63, Jesus said, my words are spirit and life. In other words, they're supernatural. His words are supernatural. And James 1 tells us that the Word of God is a spiritual mirror. We liken the Word of God to a spiritual mirror. Amen. And, you know, just like we were looking at a natural mirror to see natural things, our natural identity, or anything that we can touch, taste, see, hear, smell can be seen in a natural mirror. And that natural mirror reflects the natural things that we're looking at that time. Spiritual mirror of the Word of God reflects spiritual truth, spiritual reality, the benefits that we have. And we have to look in that spiritual mirror and see the reflection that is reflecting unto us. And we just have to believe the reflection we see. You know, there's a mighty man of God, been around for a while. One of his famous sayings is, just trust God and leave the consequences to him. Amen. And you know, we can believe God. We can believe God. I know one preacher used to say, his credit is good enough for me. Let us look at Hebrews chapter number 6, verse 18, before we go further into the teaching. Hebrews chapter number 6, verse 18.
And it reads this way. That by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us.
Impossible for God to lie. We can't lose by believing his word. For the word of God is God speaking to us. Amen. And God speak nothing but truth. And if he say it, it's true, and it shall come to pass. And it is not our job to manifest the tangibility of the word. As Jesus told one man in the scripture, don't doubt, just believe. Amen. And it's our believing the word of God that releases the supernatural power on that spirit word that manifests whatever God says for it to manifest. We're going to bring our lunch pad scripture in. That would be Psalms chapter number 103. And verse 1 and 2, Launchpad, that will be Psalm chapter number 103, verse 1 and 2.
And it reads this way, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit.
Amen. Now, we're just going to pick up where we left off last week, and we was in Ephesians chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 15 through 20. Ephesians chapter number 1, verses 15 through 20.
Ephesians 1, starting at 15, and it reads this way. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places.
Amen. And we're going to look at verse 17, and Paul is talking about the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. And him points back to God. So God gives us, in Christ, God gives us the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation, and the knowledge of him. So that benefit is God reveals himself to us personally, and he reveals or he gives us the revelation of the true nature of his being. Amen. we understand in John chapter 4, Jesus told the woman at the well that God is a spirit. And they that worship him must, powerful the word there, must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. So the benefit is we get to know God, we get to know his very essence. You know, Paul said that I may know him. And you know I love that word know, K-N-O-W, because that's not an intellectual knowing. Man, that is a heart, intimate heart relationship, that I may intimately know of him in my heart. Then you say, in the power of his resurrection, which is the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that we may know this power. Yes. And just like Jesus operated under the power of the Spirit of the living God, amen, the Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is dwelling in us. Amen. And the power has quickened us. Glory to God. And we understand that. Amen. It's the Holy Spirit power that God has given us. You know, in Romans, Paul says that any man that has not the Spirit of God is none of his. Amen. Then he said, you have the Spirit of Christ. Amen. So we have the Spirit of Christ. That's a benefit. Amen. The unsaved does not have the Spirit of Christ. Amen. But we have the Spirit of Christ dwelling on the inside of us. And you know, how important is that Spirit of Christ? Well, you know, let's look at Jesus' ministry. You know, we understand that we heard of him at age 8, and he was in the temple on the 8th day. He got circumcised on the 8th day. And then at age 12, he was in the temple studying, doing the Passover, studying with the scholars. And he was baffling them with the wisdom and knowledge and revelation that he had. And we didn't hear anything else about Jesus until John Baptism. And we understand that he went into the water and he came out of the water. And we understand the Spirit of God came upon him in the form of the dove. That's when he received the Holy Spirit. That's when he was baptized in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Notice he did not do any miracles before then. His ministry didn't even start until after he received the Spirit of God, because the same Spirit took him into the wilderness, led him into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Amen. To show that power was legit. Amen. That power, amen, was the kingdom power of God. It was all power he was operated under. Amen. And that's the same power we got. That's a benefit, that we are filled with God's Spirit. And Jesus said that in that, he said that the works that I have done, you can do in greater works than these, because I went back to the Father. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. So God reveals himself personally to us through the Spirit of God, and God reveals his true nature to us. Amen. We have that same relationship. We go back in that same relationship that God had with Adam during the original creation. Amen. When he blew the breath of life into Adam's nostrils. And that's the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. It's the breath of life. Amen. That God breathes back into our nostrils after we get born again. Amen. And that Holy Spirit, amen, he don't speak of himself. Amen. He manifests the very life of Christ on the inside of us. He manifests resurrection life and resurrection power on the inside of us. It's that newness of life. Amen. And that life is a miracle. Amen. And it's to whoever believes and receives, the miracle will come. Amen. Only God can manifest the miracle of the Holy Spirit in us. Amen. That produces a brand new life. A life that's not come from that of man or that of woman. Amen. But the very life of God living on the inside of us. I like the way Paul says it. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. That's that old life. Nevertheless, I live it. Yet not I, but Christ. And he's living his life in me. That's a benefit. We got Christ living his life on the inside of us. Oh, glory. Amen. You know, so even when we are alone, we are never alone. Because since we've been born again, Christ has joined himself up with us. He's abiding in us. And we are abiding in him. That's a benefit. We are abiding in him. And you know, that old life, see, I mean, I was a true sinner. And I was glad to get rid of my old life. You know, I know, you know, people didn't like my old life. And I can understand because I did some things that wasn't of the kingdom of God. Amen. And couldn't do anything with the kingdom of God. But I got to the point where I even hated my own life. Amen. So I thank God that with this salvation, amen, he gives us a brand new life. Glory to God. Woo! And I mean a beautiful life. This guy that God has resurrected in the spirit, birthed again, I like this guy. Amen. I like Harold in Christ. Man, Harold in Christ is a beautiful person. Amen. And you know what? And he gets better and better every day. And he gets more beautiful and more beautiful as he keeps his eyes on Christ and keeps his heart in the hands of Christ. It's a beautiful, wonderful life, a wonderful covenant that God has made with a people. So we get to know the true nature of God's being, amen, because he brings our spirit being back alive, that spirit being that died when Adam sinned and walked in disobedience. You know, you would surely die. That wasn't a physical death, but that was a spiritual death. And when we get saved, God brings that spiritual life back to life. Glory to God. And we really have resurrection life. You know, Paul called it, he said, in the newness of life. The newness of life. Then he called it resurrection life. Amen. Because I was a dead man walking. Amen. But now since I'm saved, I've been resurrected. Oh, yes, I have. Glory to God. I've been resurrected to this newness of life. I've been resurrected. I was doing my own thing. Amen. And I was living a life that this world gave me that came from my circumstances, my situation, that came out of my generation. Amen. And that was a life of death. Dead man walking. But when God came in and revealed himself as Jesus Christ, and I heard Jesus knocking on the door of my heart, and I opened my heart, and God gave me a new life. It's a joyous life. Well, there can be joy in every circumstance, in every situation, because what? The focus is not on me anymore. The focus is not on the world anymore. The focus is not on the circumstances or the situations. But the focus is on our God and the benefits that he has given us, the life of Christ and the resurrected power of the Holy Spirit. What an awesome God we serve. Now, God is Jesus' Father, but God is also our Father. And we remember Matthew 6, a very familiar passage when Jesus was releasing the model prayer. He started out, Abba, Father. Amen. And that means that I have a Father. I have a Father. I have a Father who art in heaven. So God is Jesus' Father. God is our Father. God is our God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has become our God through the transformation, the salvation, the born-again experience. And God is Jesus' God. Amen. Let us read John chapter number 20. John chapter number 20, verse 17.
Verse 17, and it reads this way. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to go and to my God and your God."
Amen. And see, I love that benefit to my Father and your Father. See, I wasn't blessed with a good earthly father, and some people were, but I wasn't. Amen. My earthly father was the town drunk. Amen. And he wasn't anyone I could really brag about. Amen. But God knows how to heal all wounds. Because in that, what my earthly father didn't do, God became my heavenly father. And he did what my earthly father didn't do for me. And he did much, 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 much more. Amen. And he healed my wounds. And he healed my heart. I was able to be a father. And now I've been promoted to a grandfather. God is good. He's awesome. That's a benefit. God is our Father. God is our God. And God living and working on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And then God is a God of love. That's a benefit, to be loved unconditionally. Amen. To be loved with the kingdom love of God. To be loved by the love of God that was demonstrated on the cross, that died for all of our sins, sins of yesterday, today, and forever. To be loved. He is a loving Father. Amen. And to be able to open up our hearts and say, you know, what you want, son? Daddy, I just want you to love on me. I just want you to love on me with your everlasting love. I just want you to pour your love in so deep. Paul called it, he said, that I may know the height, the depth, the length, the width, and the breadth of the love of God. Then they say that surpasses knowledge. Amen. God loves us with a love that surpasses knowledge. We don't even understand why he loves us so much. Amen. We don't even understand how could he love us with such a great, awesome love. But that's who he is. Hallelujah. Amen. He's our God. Amen. He's our Father. And he is love. And he's constantly loving on us in spite of us. And God will never stop loving us. Because God is love. I want to say that again because I just love that in my heart. God would never stop loving on us because God is love. He will never stop loving on us. Love is the very essence of who he is. Let's go to 1 John chapter number 4. Love is the very essence of who God is. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter number 4, verses 6 through 10. 1 John.
1 John 4, verse 6. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
Amen, amen. Now, as God revealed himself to us personally, he wants us to empty out ourselves. Amen, that he can fill us afresh and anew with himself. You know, when we was in the world, we picked up a lot of personalities, amen, that wasn't out of the kingdom of God. And some of the people that taught us and brought us up, they didn't bring us up with everything concerning the admonition of the Lord. We got some contamination in there, amen, that God didn't intend for us to get in our hearts and our minds and our souls. Hallelujah. But I tell you, nothing is too hard for God. When God comes in, he just wants us to just empty out ourselves. Because when he comes, he brings a plan with him. He brings the plan that he has for our lives. And he comes in to destroy that plan that the enemy tried to give us, that identity that the world tried to give us. So he brings this plan that he knew about us even before the beginning of time, even before the creation of time. God had ordained for us to walk out this plan. Let's look at Jeremiah 29:11.
Jeremiah 29. And verse 11. And it reads this way. And I'm going to start here. For I know toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
I like that, peace and not of evil, to give us a future and to give us a hope. That's a benefit to receive God's plan for our lives. Not what man ordained, not what people thought, not even who we thought we were. But the very reason that God put us in the earth realm, the very reason he put us in our mother's womb, a word called purpose, man, and with us living in Christ and Christ living in us, our purpose, our divine purpose can be revealed unto us. And then God give us the empowerment of the Holy Spirit in the wisdom and the knowledge of his word to walk that purpose out in the earth realm. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So God wants us to empty ourselves out and lose ourselves. That self that we bring to salvation, that old self, that old nature, that we inherited from Adam. God wants us to empty all that out of our hearts, our minds, our souls, that he can fill us afresh and anew with identity, purpose, the knowledge of his will. That's the key, his will. And I heard my big brother Jesus said it in the Garden of Gethsemane, even when he was in a little struggle in the garden. Man, and you know, some of the theologians say that Jesus didn't die on the cross, but he died in the Garden of Gethsemane when he said those words that, not my will, but your will be done. And when we empty out ourselves, that's what we get, that benefit of the will of God being manifested on the inside of us. You know, the word of God say, any man that want to save that life going to end up losing his whole life. But they say, if any man will lose his life, and will lose life, may just empty it out. Lose his life for the sake of the gospel. What's the sake of the gospel? For that plan that Sister Carnita just read about. Plan of peace. A life of peace. Glory to God. That our God has for us in this hour. And you know, he's doing a work even now. Amen. Man, he's doing a work in our hearts. He's doing a work in our minds. I sense his presence so greatly. He's doing a work in our hearts and a work in our minds. Hallelujah. And you know that, you know, this is a warfare. And he tells us in 2 Corinthians that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That means it's not a fleshly warfare, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. And I sense strongholds coming down out of the hearts and minds, casting down imagination through the word. That's when the word of God comes forth. In every high thing that exalts itself over the knowledge of God. Amen. And we know the knowledge of God is the word of God. And bring every thought into captivity. Amen. Amen. To the obedience of Christ. And that's just saturating the heart and mind just with the word through meditation and speaking that word in season, out of season. Glory to God. Letting the word of God be the final authority over our lives. Amen. So God can reveal our spiritual identity. Amen. So we more than just a man or more than just a woman. You know, which is good. We more than just a husband, which is good. We more than just a wife. You know, whatever job that is, we more than what our jobs say we are. Amen. You know, we are more divine than natural. And through taking that exalted position in Christ, our Heavenly Father, you know, the daddies solidify the identity of their children. Amen. You know, especially sons, you know, daddies solidify the identity of their son, but daughters too, amen. Amen. Fathers are very important, amen, in building the identity and the character of their children. And that's the job of our Heavenly Father, amen. For he want to always look at us and say, well done. Anyone always look at us and say, this is my beloved who I'm well pleased with. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And even if we are not pleased with ourselves, God is pleased with us today. Because of his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. What Jesus Christ has already done for us. Love demonstrated in human flesh. Amen. Love laid his life down so others can live. Hallelujah. Amen. And because Jesus laid his life down, now we have the abundant life. Now we have eternal life, everlasting life. We can't die. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Man. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. So God is revealing our spiritual identity. Amen. Through his word. And see, that word begins to burn in our hearts. Amen. And I sense the burning of that word in our hearts, in our minds. Glory to God. Just like the boys on Emmanuel's Road. They said, when he spoke, then it just burned in our hearts when he spoke. That's that word of God. That's the spirit that's on that word. Hallelujah. It burns. Glory to God. Amen. That's when we know that that word is getting into our hearts. Hallelujah. That word is cleansing us and washing us by the washing of the word of God, purifying us. That's how we know a transformation is taking place, being transformed, a metamorphosis, man, by the power of the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then when that word began to burn, amen, there's an intimacy developed with that word. There becomes an abiding with the word of God. Hallelujah. And the word of God began to abide with us. And I like what Jesus said, according to the power of the word and the truth of that word, that you can ask what you will. And I like the way he said will, because the word of God, once the word of God becomes into our hearts and our minds to become one with us, we no longer operate in our own fleshly, selfish, sinful will. But God will become our will. And then when we speak, we don't speak a carnal, fleshly, humanistic will, but we speak the will of God for our lives. And when we speak that, we are in agreement with God, and we have the power of the Holy Spirit to manifest that thing. And we ask what we will, and it shall be given unto us. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Benefit of being in Christ. Let's read Colossians. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. Let's read Colossians.
Colossians 1, verse 9. For this season we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
Hallelujah. The knowledge of his will. Glory to God. Somebody say, not my will, but thy will be done. Thank you, Father. Okay, in Christ, amen, God does a work in our heart. God does it. Amen. He does a miracle. Glory to God. And once we get in Christ, all we have to do is just stay in the word and meditate on that word. And by faith, the miracle is coming. The miracle will be manifest. Amen. And when that miracle is manifested in our hearts, we'll never be the same again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then new life, the born-again life, the abundant life, begin to be released out of our spirit, man. Hallelujah. And we learn how to walk in the spirit through the guidance of Holy Spirit. And he said, you will not mind the lust of the flesh. And just to sum that up, that's that old stuff that we did before we got saved. That old stuff that tried to identify us. Amen. But once we begin to walk in the spirit according to the word of God, by the power of the spirit of God, we get a new walk. I thank the Lord for that. Amen. We get a new talk. I thank God for that. Hallelujah. I mean, we become a brand new person. And you know, the good thing about it is when you can see yourself as new. Amen. I see myself new. I see myself change. I see myself as a man in Christ. Amen. I see myself filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. I see myself longing and hungry for the Word of God. Amen. And thirsty after the things of God. Hallelujah. And it's wonderful. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful life. Amen. That could nobody give us but God, but Daddy God. This kingdom life. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Filled with power. Amen. Glory to God. Rich in the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He'll show up. He got to show up. Amen. You know what they used to say in the old church? He may not come when you call him, but he always on time. Man, he's on time, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Give you praise. Worthy of the praise. Let's see what else we got. And comfort, amen. And that's what I sense in the atmosphere. I sense comfort, amen. And it's not a comfort that human can give us. You know, like I said, you know, I was married for 21 years, amen. And God blessed me, amen, with a great woman of God, amen, amen. But he took her home, amen. And, you know, I was just a steward over her, amen. She wasn't, she didn't belong to me. He just let me be a steward. And you know, and God blessed, he blessed our marriage. But the comfort that I need, she couldn't give it to me. Only God could give me this comfort that I sensed in my life and the discomfort that keeps me. Only God can give this. He's the God of all comfort. Amen. Now, he comforts us that we can comfort one another. And he joins us together. Amen. In his love. And he gives us something, his kingdom understanding. You know, kingdom understanding, we can't get that on the universities. Amen. No matter how high of a degree we go out and get, we will never get God's kingdom understanding. Because God's kingdom understanding is a mystery. Amen. And it's hidden. There's a mystery hidden in Christ. Amen. But it's revealed, amen, as we take our position in Christ. It revealed to us. It's a mystery. It really don't make any sense because it's a mystery. The human mind can't even grasp it. Amen. In that, you can get the lost to say that I once was lost, but now I'm found. It's a mystery. The blind can say, I once was blind, but now I see. The poor can say, I once was poor, but now I am rich. It's a mystery of the gospel hidden in Christ. And the Bible also says that it gives us the power to call those things that be not, if though they were. It's a mystery. Glory to God. It's created power. You know, the Bible say life and death is in the power of the tongue. Whatsoever one you love, you shall eat the fruits thereof. Created power. Amen. That's in Christ. That's a benefit that we have. We can create our world with our words. Amen. And now that we are in Christ, our words are not just our selfish words, but God's words have become our words. And we speak God's word, and it frames our world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's read Colossians chapter number 2, verse 2.
Colossians 2:2. That their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love and attaining
yes.
to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ.
Amen.
Right. In whom mm-hmm. are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Amen.
Amen. Rich. That's that rich love. Glory to God. They just want to get a hold of someone's heart. Amen. And I can sense Holy Spirit. I can sense him moving. Amen. And when he moves upon hearts. Well, yes, he does. That's all that our lovely Father wants from us is our heart. His voice is speaking. His word is going forth. And he requires of a people that the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Amen. And by the power of the Spirit of the living God, through his words, I hear Jesus knocking on the door of hearts. And by the word, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man, amen, now, that don't lead anyone out because that word man means mankind. So man, woman, boy, a girl, any man, hear. Oh, yes. Hear my voice. With your heart. And open the door. Hallelujah. And open the door. I mean Jesus will come in where? Into your heart. Amen. Then he said, I will sup, and sup means fellowship. I will fellowship with you. And I like that. It's a two-way thing. He will allow us to fellowship with him. And I just sense it's time to go to the cross, Sister Kenita Smith, and that it's time to stop, drop, and pray. So I'm going to turn it over to you, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we are going to go to the foot of Jesus in prayer, praying for someone that may not know him in the pardoning of their sin, praying for that person who has been straddling the fence on whether or not they should give their heart to Christ. This day has been prepared for you. This is the day that the Lord has made that you would give your life to him. Cast your heart in his hands, that you will know that you know that you know that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, that you know that you will have a right to the tree of life. So I encourage you, brother or sister, to bow your head and just pray along with me and just give them your heart as you repeat words that you would know that Jesus loves you and you love him. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, if you could lift up that soul, that man that stands on the corner, or that sister who may be prostituting herself, or lift up that spouse of yours, or maybe that wayward child, that you intercede for them and pray for them by name, that they will someday come to know Jesus as well. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and we touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus. So repeat after me for those who don't know him. Lord God, I am a sinner. Lord God, I need a Savior. You are my Savior. Lord, I ask that you would come and be the Lord of my heart. Sit on the throne of my heart. I surrender it all to you. I lift up my hands in surrenderance to you, Lord. I tried to do things in my own strength, and it got me nowhere. I've tried to question things and figure things out in my own way, and Lord, it got me nowhere. I ask today that you would please accept me as your child, because I believe you died on that cross for me. Your blood ran down the cross for me, and I need a Savior. Lord, here I am. I come freely to you. Clean me up because I love you. I need you. I've said some things, Lord, that I know I shouldn't have said. I had thoughts and imaginations, Lord, that I know were not right. Lord, help me. Lord, I cry out to you right now. I love you. I believe by faith that you are my Savior. I surrender it all. And I know your word is true. So here I am. I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So praise Amen. The Lord, praise the Lord, that you have given your life to Christ. Hallelujah. And Brother Harold and I are just excited about what the Lord is going to do with you, in you, and through you as you become his earthen vessel. Now, we encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church, that you would be baptized by submersion, that you would connect and get into a Sunday school or a discipleship class, that you would be able to grow and go in grace, that you would share your testimony and tell somebody that you are a child of God. Hallelujah. And we just continue to pray for you that you would be a light shining like a city on a hill for Jesus Christ, and that the word of God would be your new foundation. No more swearing, no more wrong living and wild living, but the kind of life that would please our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so thank you, brothers and sisters, for touching and agreeing as we continue to go in this lesson for the next few minutes, Brother Harold, and then we will look to close out this particular part four of the being in Christ, the benefits of being in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen. Let us go to Romans chapter number 4, verse 17.
Romans 4, 17. And it reads this way. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him who he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did.
Amen. Give life to the dead. But today, I got the life. And even today, some of my brothers and sisters were dead. But through that wonderful prayer of salvation, they got the life. They got the life that only Jesus Christ can give us. Resurrection life. And I'm so ever grateful, Father, is released into the hearts and the minds of his children because he loves us so dearly. You know, I thank God, God loves the unlovable. You know, I was in a place in my life where others didn't love me anymore, but I didn't love myself. And I thank God he still loved me, though. He loved me even though I was unlovable. And he loved me back into his kingdom with the power of his agape, his unconditional love. You know, I'm going to show a testimony here. I had a friend, a woman of God, in the last 2 years, and she'll tell you her testimony. And when I said major depression, I mean major depression, where she went into a room, she stayed into a room for about 2 to 3 weeks every time with the lights off and just sat there in the dark. And I tell you what, you know, the first 2 times, our loved Heavenly Father, faithful, brought her out. But I must admit, the 3rd time it happened, I was kind of scared. I know God hadn't given us a spirit of fear, but I was like, oh, will she come out of this, you know? But I'm here to tell you, God brought her out again, 3 times, because of his love. And now she's standing strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. And she's strong in God today. And that's just that love, that unconditional love that God has for us. And that's a benefit. And, you know, I take advantage of that. Because sometimes I just be still and just open my heart and say, Lord, Father, I just want you to love on me. I just need you to love me. I just need you to pour it in, Lord of God. Amen. And I assure him, Father, you pour it in, I'll find somebody just like me that need it, and I'll pour it into them. to give me a reason to come back, to get more and more and more and more of you. This joy, you know, the word of God said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's a benefit. Joy that strengthens us. And the peace of God that passes all understanding. Peace. You know, Jesus said in John 14, peace I give unto you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. I like that. He said, let not. That means we are in control of this thing. And then he said, neither let. Amen. God has empowered us, amen, to have power over all the works of the enemy. And that's through the power of his great spirit. It's a benefit. Joy, peace. Thank you, Lord. Relationship. With our great, wonderful, wonderful Father, our great, wonderful God. And I don't know about you, but I have eaten some benefits.
Amen.
Amen. And if it's all right, we're just going to draw the line and just come on back next week and eat some more.
Amen. I tell you, this is a plate full of benefits, a wonderful benefits banquet is what I like to call it. And we will always be satisfied with these benefits that continue to just be benefit on top of benefit on top of benefit. Never underestimate the power of God and his benefits, and how Brother Harold has done a wonderful job expressing his joy and his love for the benefits of God through his word. And I just encourage you, brother and sister, to revisit this broadcast. You may have missed some parts of it, but revisit this broadcast teaching series. This is part four today. But go back and listen to the other three parts of the broadcast and just of teaching series, The Benefits of Being in Christ, and just relish in how many benefits God continues to bless you with. And it just does the body good. It really does. So I encourage you to continue to tune in to this broadcast as we continue to move through the scriptures, just unpacking and rolling out the beautiful benefits of being a believer in Christ Jesus, never ending. So always remember, the grass wither and the flowers, they fade away. But the word of God, or the benefits of God, will remain forever and ever. God bless you and have a blessed week. Mm.